We're joined now by Pendleton Christian shortstop Chloe Snyder after the Eagles 14-1 win in the Class 3 Region 1 quarterfinals. And Chloe, I mentioned it to you when you came upstairs here, man. Do you know how to celebrate a birthday 2 years in a row, a run rule victory, and just overall really high vibes? And, you know, what's that like to be able to get a couple of wins 2 years in a row on, you know, birthday 16 and 17?
Yes. Well, as we know, the 16th birthday, we scored 16 runs, which was so fun to be in. This one was super fun, too, just getting it out of the way. It really helped settle our nerves for the first game and for the next one we're going to play. But it's just really fun to play softball. I really enjoy it, especially on my birthday. It's like, it's a nice little reward.
Yeah, well, and you can blame the offense. You didn't quite get to 17 this year because you guys were so dominant early on that you didn't have the opportunity to come back up there in the fourth, and you would have been in line to be somewhere involved in that 17th run. But, yeah. I mean, just coming out here tonight, too, I mean, offense, defense, kind of that first inning, kind of felt like you guys were feeling each other out, and then that second inning, you guys really kind of started to take over the game there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have Rachel Kakmarinski today. She's out doing her track. You know, she's really good, as we all know. We all know that, let's be honest. But so it was a slight adjustment in the beginning, but Laurel did a great job getting on. Libby did a great job adjusting. But it was just a fun game to be in. It was good to adjust. We all were a little nervous in that first one, so we kind of were a little antsy with our bats and with our fielding a little bit, but I think we got the hang in the second inning.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that stands out to me in that one, too, is, you know, really it was the bottom of the order that stepped up there. I mean, you know, a lot of teams, you think about it, especially at the 1A, 2A level, it's the top of the order who's kind of getting things going, and the bottom of the order is the ones who really kind of help push things along. Tonight it was almost the opposite, where that first inning, the top of the order was kind of feeling some things out in that first inning, and really the back half of the lineup was the ones who really were kind of the catalyst here tonight.
Let me shout out my sister really quick, because she had two that went so close to the fence, and we were all, like, hoping and praying, but, you know, the air was a little dead tonight, so that thing dropped, which we were all so sad about. But I'm so glad she got those amazing hits. That really kept us going. And then you have Elena Wiersma, who you always know is going to get a hit. Like, it's just amazing to watch her play. Maya coming back after her injury, it's amazing to watch her be able to, like, to let God let her play. And then there's others, too, but it was just – I know I can trust the bottom of my lineup. Like, I know they can get it going, and that's just a really nice feeling.
Absolutely, and I mean, we just look at this team as we're talking to Chloe Snyder, the shortstop for the Pelley Christian softball team after a 14-1 win over Hampton-Dumont Cal. I mean, it all kind of gets started, too, with Laurel in the circle going out there in the first inning and working a really quick frame. They got a couple of runners on there with just some, you know – not necessarily a hard contact, but just some balls that found a little bit of space there. But she did a nice job working out of it and really just kind of keeping them off balance all game long.
Yeah, Laurel did a great job. That first, she had a strikeout in the first one, right, if I remember correctly. That was a great momentum. That really, like, once again, helped settle our nerves and be like, yeah, we can play great softball. We've shown that all year long, and we're going to show it. We showed it tonight, and we're going to keep on showing it as we keep progressing through. But Laurel's a great pitcher. We have a great infield, outfield. It's just, we're a great team.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that this team can go play with anyone. And, you know, just kind of coming out here tonight, too, I mean, as a player, obviously you want to win every game, but kind of going out there taking care of business the way you guys did, too, in a game where, you know, I'm sure that the feeling on the team was this is a game that we should win this one. And, you know, being able to do it in the fashion you're able to do it, what does that do for the team mindset-wise, knowing that, you know, the next few may be a little bit more tougher as you try to make a run to the state tournament?
This game was, you know, it was a great starting game for us. It showed us what we need to work on tomorrow, just those little things to keep up. And it just shows us how much we can battle. Like, what in the beginning of our season, we play some hard teams, but we have really battled extremely well this year. And we're just going to use that with our Roland story, I believe. We're going to use that then. But we're excited. We're excited to keep going. We're not really going to think about it too much, break it down too much, because we know we can play softball and we're going to bring everything we have.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to just think about each and every game and just have some fun with that. And I mean, we talk about it, just getting the ability to come out here and get this win, get the opportunity to go play Roland Story as a group and just keep the season going that much longer, right? Mm-hmm. At least a couple more days. You know, what does that mean to you to just, especially knowing that, was it 6 months ago? It was kind of a, how are things going to look this summer? What does that mean to be able to keep that season going and, you know, again, compete for a spot at state like you did a year ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just give every game to God because he's the one who puts me out there. He's the one who keeps me healthy. And no matter what happens, I'm just going to give my all 100% every single second of the game because it's honestly a blessing. We're blessed to be able to go out and play softball every single day. And yeah, like God, I don't know how else to put it because it's just amazing how God can do that for you. Like he puts me there at that exact moment with this amazing team who builds me up, and it's just an amazing feeling. It's really hard to describe.
Absolutely, and we're gonna let Chloe go continue to celebrate. I'll tell you what, probably the greatest birthday celebrator on the planet right now. 2 years in a row, Eagles get big run roll wins. Chloe, appreciate the time, and go enjoy the rest of birthday number 17.
Thank you.